Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This Billiken Report is sponsored by Royal Banks of Missouri, and we say hello to the athletic director at SLU, Chris May. Chris, how are you?
Doing great this morning. How are you doing, Tom?
Doing great. Got to see you Friday at the 123 Club Christmas party. That was great, and I'll see you tomorrow at the Jack Buck Awards at the MAC. It is banquet season as we celebrate St. Louis and St. Louis University. You know, you really take a step back. It's been a good year for you.
Oh, it's been a fantastic year. As we spoke on Friday, from all the success we had last spring with the WNIT championship, baseball team winning another championship, and soccer teams playing well this fall, and a lot of excitement around the basketball teams. It's been great, but we've got a lot of basketball to play yet this year, so we're excited about today. Both teams have big games. I just got the report. The men are just walking off the court in Bloomington Normal, and Rebecca's had a great prep going into this afternoon as well with the women. So it's a big day in Billiken basketball today.
Women play at 2 o'clock today against Ohio at Chaffetz Arena. Always a great ticket to get down there. You'll really enjoy yourself. And then a big game on KMOX today. It's a big game. 3:45 pregame, 4 o'clock tip against Illinois State. I think it'll be a great contest. I saw Illinois State about a week or so ago. They had an overtime buzzer-beating loss at Belmont. They hit 18 threes in that game, Chris. That's pretty good. SLU can play, though, Josh, as we know.
Josh, you know, we talked about they shoot the three really, really well, and we've spent a lot of time how we're going to defend them, but we're just starting to get a little healthy. That's what I'm really encouraged by. You know, Robbie's almost 100%, and when Robbie Avila is 100%, he is a special player, and so I'm excited to see him getting more and more close to 100%. You've got Swope, who's playing well. Gibson, you know, I don't think we probably celebrated as much as we should have, but when you see what Gibson's accomplishments have been, it's pretty special, and he's ready to go today. Kellen Thames is going to play, and he's ready, so it should be a really, really great ball game this afternoon.
Yeah, Gibson could hit that 2,000 point mark today,
and he could.
You know, he really could. And boy, I'll tell you, I really like when Josh Schertz gets his rotation going, and I saw it at Indiana State, and so did you. He'll play 5, 6, 7 players, and that's pretty much it. He may throw in an eighth. But right now, you just mentioned that trio, along with Kalu Anya and Kellen Thames, if he can get those cramping issues behind him. The right. Fabulous Amari McCautry. I think he is Josh's type of player. And, of course, we may get a peek at Kobe Johnson and Max Bakar and some others. Got to get A.J. Casey healthy. But I really like McCautry so much so that I understand kind of where you are with Larry Hughes and with the announcement that Larry left the program. We all know what a great kid he is and what a big name that is, but sometimes minutes are minutes, Chris, and it just happens.
Well, it does, and we wish Larry nothing but the best. That is one great young man. And so we are big, big fans of Larry Hughes's and wish him nothing but the best as he finds a better fit for him. But he, what a wonderful young man, and he's going to do well. But, you know, to your point, there's only 200 minutes in a game, and it becomes difficult. And I will tell you, I'm also very excited. You mentioned him. Kobe Johnson's healthy finally, and he's ready to go today too. And there's a young man that started in – big games in the Big 12. He is not flustered. And so between he and you called it, you know, the kid from Milwaukee is a special freshman. He is a special freshman that's going through the freshman grind. But boy, his upside is incredible. And as Max Picard, Max is starting to show minutes. And so we've got to defend better, as everybody knows. But the process of the timing of the offense is starting to come. And as we become more and more healthier, when you become healthier, you get more confident. When you become more confident, shots go in. And so I'm really excited to see what we see this afternoon with the Billikens.
What's the buzz about the A-10 at large? I saw that Dayton won another big game. I mean, Dayton's going to be tough again. And, of course, we all know about VCU, Rhode Island. Your man Archie Miller's off to a nice start there. I mean, and I know there are others, too, that are going to make some noise, including SLU. It looks like a pretty tough conference.
Well, the numbers are starting to really show that the A-10 is poised to have a great year. You mentioned Dayton. Dayton had a big win over Marquette last night. VCU on a neutral site game beat a strong Colorado State team. The team that nobody's talking about is St. Bonaventure. They're in Chaffetz Arena on January 8th, and Mark Schmidt has his team playing unbelievably well right now. And so let alone Loyola. Loyola's played great. They get San Francisco on a neutral site game today. But we believe that the A-10's poised to have three, four bids into the NCAA tournament this year. And we're preparing to get ready for that first A-10 game on December 31st and the first home game January 3rd on national television against St. Joe's. So we've got to be clicking on all cylinders by the time the A-10, but today's a big, big step for us. But the A-10 is poised to have a big, big season.
Billikens are going to be in New York New Year's Eve when they drop the ball at Times Square, playing Fordham that afternoon at 1 o'clock. And yeah, you got another big road game at Grand Canyon, so a lot coming.
No question. But we got to get this one today. Then we play Winthrop at home on Wednesday. We got a doubleheader. We got women and men both playing on Wednesday. We welcome all Billiken fans to come out and see both teams on Wednesday. And then the women play Saturday, and the men are at Grand Canyon. And Grand Canyon's got a really nice team. They've got potentially a lottery pick on that team that we play Sunday afternoon out in Phoenix.
Come see us on Wednesday at Chaffetz Arena. We'll all be there. Rammer, Earl, me, Troy, the whole crew ready to go for both games. We're actually going to do both games on TV, women followed by the men. And, of course, KMOX will have the men's game on Wednesday and the game today. It's SLU at Illinois State for a 4 o'clock tip. Chris May, always a pleasure. Thank you very much for the time.
Hey, Tom, we appreciate it, and we'll see you at Chaffetz Arena soon.
Absolutely. It's Chris May, the athletic director at St. Louis University. They've got really some special things going on with NIL right now. You can go to BillikenVictoryFund.com, BillikenVictoryFund.com to check that out. My man Troy Robertson runs that collective. We'll take a quick break. Doug Armstrong, the GM of the Blues, is next.